Zwochen, Perkir Alf Mishneh. Beged Shiyotze Chutz L'Kloim. A beged that had on it Dam Chatos. And it was Yotze Chutz L'Kloim before the kibbutz. Has to be kibbutz b'mochem kodesh, but it went out before the kibbutz. Nichnas u'mechapse b'mochem kodesh. He brings it in, and he's mechapse. The kiddush over here is that the dam now is not yot, is not roi lahazo, because the halacha is that that dam yotzo from the azora is posel lahazo. So l'chor that dam is not torn kibbutz. Only dam that's roi lahazo is mechayv kibbutz. The answer is that since the dam was nitas al beged when it was still roi lekibbutz, so mele it was chal on the beged of chiyuv kibbutz even before it went out. So now the going out is not mafkia the chiyuv kibbutz. Nitma chutz lekloim. If it was nitma chutz lekloim advaita, even though it's dam shenitma, the beged is nitma. The dam is also that's the stain on it is also nitma. We don't look at it as dam that's any roi lekibbutz. It was chal because it was on the beged. However, there's a practical problem. You can't take a dovet tomei. There's an issur to take a dovet tomei into the azor. The same way a person whose tomei can't go in, there's an issur to be machnis a dovet shenitma. L'chor, there should be a poshta eitzah. Wash it. B'tovel in the mikveh, chutz l'kloim. Without scrubbing it and taking off the stain. The answer is the Gemara says that toveling it in the mikveh will definitely take off a little bit of the stain, in which case the din kibbutz was neskayim b'miktsas mi'chutz l'kloim, it's mevatel the mitzvah of kibbutz b'mokum kodesh. So therefore, to take it in as is not netzah because of dovet tomei. To be tovel it outside is not netzah. So the etzah is koiroi. Ripping a beged is metair. It's the same way we described shvias klicheres as a metair. A beged, you don't have to rip it. You can be tovel a beged in a mikvah. But if it was ripped lamaisa, it's metair the beged. The tum is off. So now you can be mekayim the din. And again, it's not mafkia, the shame kibbutz, the fact that you will mafkir the shem beged, because it was already chal on it. So then nichnas u'mechapse b'mokum kodesh. Kli cheres sheyotze chutz l'kloim, nichnas, he brings it in, the mitzvah is, shvias kli cheres v'shevi b'mokum kodesh. Nitma chutz l'kloim, who is nitma, so then noikvoi, making a hole, a small hole, is mitaher a kli cheres mitumasei. Kli cheres, since it's a whole chashivus, doesn't have chashivus, mitzad the material itself, so the whole chshivus is that's functional. So you take a soup bowl, which is made of cheres, you make a small hole. If the soup is going to drip out, the kli cheres is rendered inoperable. A clean nechoshes, not every small hole. Again, this is Meseches Kelum, barichus, but the klal is that not every small hole is automatically mitar the kli, because the chshivus of the kli nechoshes allows it to retain its status as a kli even after it's already menuka. But over here, since we're talking about a kli cheres, then noikvoi, it's mafkir the tumor, but there's still a chiv of shviras kli cheres, and being menakiv, it with a small hole, is not a kimah in shvira. So the halacha is nichnas v'shevrei b'mokim kodesh. The Tosfos Yom Tov says that you could always dan on a kli with a little hole, that batsim it's a roi for a different shimush. L'moshul, we just had a soup bowl. A soup bowl that has a little crack on the bottom, if the soup is going to land on the table, it's not much of a soup bowl. But it could definitely be a bowl for nuts. A mashu of a crack is not going to render it inoperable. So if you take a soup bowl and you make a shever koton, it's mitayrit. It doesn't make it always clear, but it's mitayrit because it's mafkia what it was miyuchid for. So over here, it's good enough to be mafkia. It makes a chalois ois shem tomo. But it doesn't render it not a clear at all. So it's not a kiyum of the mitzvah of clear of Shvias kliches, that you have to break it in ganzen. Vishnevov, kli nechoshes sheyotze chutz l'kloim, nichnas u'morka v'shotve b'mokum kodesh. The same idea, he brings it back in, and he makes him riku shifa in azor. Nitma chutz l'kloim, poichasoy. The nikiv that we had in Mishnehe works for kli cheres. Over here, by kli nechoshes, the lashon is, poichasoy means to actually break it. So the nikiv doesn't work because we're talking about kli nechoshes. So over here, the mefarshim explain, look at the rav, that poichasa means to actually break it and then to go back into the azor to fix it. The rav brings a hammer and you make it back into a kli, and then when it's back with the same kli, you have to do the merika u'shtifa. B'shas the merika can't be done on the pieces of cheres, on the pieces of the former kli. It has to be done on a present kli. So you have to fix it and then break it. Take a look at the Tzimtzum and others on matmiya. That if there's no limitation, there has to be the original kli b'shas the merika u'shtifa b'shas the kibbutz. But it could be remade into a kli. Why would that not work like I'll be a beged? A beged was something, became tamei. Rip it. Go back into the azara. Sew it back up. And do the mikvah shtiv. And do the kibbutz like that. So Tosis is matmir this kasha. What's the difference between a beged? Shenitma michutz. That you can't vice tos. You can't sew back up. And be mekayim the kibbutz, and between the kli nechoshes, Tosfos has the pshat in the Gemara. The mefarshim lies to be miyashiv, the pshat that we said, which is Rashi and the Rav. Do have, we'll have to say that there is some type of chiluk between the tikkun of a beged shenikra legabi dizdin, that over there the sewing it back up won't be an etzim. Ashenkin legabi breaking of a kli nechoshes, if it's put back together again, you can be mekayim the din of. Of Mariko Shtifa. Kibbutz, not Mariko Shtifa yet. Sorry, Bill.